With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You know, when something's not working, we shift from the question of why isn't it working to what do we need to do to get right. And right now, that'll call for some change. And I'll take over the role as the defensive coordinator and all that entails. Known Joe as my right-hand man for years, and he took the news like the pro he is. As a defensive staff, including Joe, we're all consumed by getting it right. And that's exactly what we intend to do.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Dan Quinn is going to take over defensive play calling duties. Danny, you've been begging for a change. You've been asking for some acknowledgement that the status quo is unacceptable, other than changing seats, which they had done. They went from the booth to the sideline for Joe Witt to get a better view of Jared Goff rubbing the Commander's face in the ground. He had a great view of 546 yards.
He saw it clear as day from that sideline, didn't he? And I hope he didn't get whiplash from his head going right to left and left to right. Watch all the big chunk plays.
How do you feel? They did the thing.
Thank goodness. Weeks too late, frankly. Weeks too late. It's obnoxious and a slap in the face, as I said. It is a face fart that they didn't do anything at the trade deadline, that no demotions happened, no removal responsibilities, no changing of any personnel. Nothing occurred until they finally had to lose at a historic rate for an extra time. For someone to finally say, hey, this isn't working like it should. We're going to change something. It's not exactly everything that I would have hoped for, but all I want is the acknowledgement. When the building is on fire, you cannot tell me it's not on fire. The building's on fire. They finally said, all right, it's hot. That's what I want. Now, am I satisfied? No, but it's way better than another slogan, another a catchphrase about True North or finding our North Star and singing a poem and reading a book and we're gonna have a sleepaway camp in Madrid. It's gonna be a blast and brotherhood. It's better than that. All I want is some acknowledgement that you get. We're so upset. That's what I wanted, and I got it.
So the acknowledgement that they were aware of how bad it is, which you care a lot about,
yes,
is less important to me because I think it's fairly easy to assume that they're not happy. This is their livelihood, too. They care so much about getting this right. They're losing sleep over this as much or more than we are. They're making a lot of money to lose sleep over it, but they're still losing sleep over it. What I like about this is it does show an urgency, and it shows that this is going to escalate. You can't just do this, and then it keeps being bad, and nothing happens on the back end. You understand?
Yep.
So when you, the acknowledgement is the beginning of a pathway forward, where you essentially say, "All right, I'm going to take the car to the garage that I haven't driven in weeks. Next time, you might drive a little further. Next time, you might take it to the car wash. Then you might start working on it." Like, everything's on the table now. When you start demoting people, when you acknowledge publicly that this is as bad as everybody thinks it is, you are now putting everything out there for us to assume and guess as to what's next. So I like that there is just an aggressiveness and an urgency to how they're going to operate the rest of this season, hopefully. I do think it takes a firing of Joe Witt off the table, and I'd be surprised if there's any major dismissals of coaches for the rest of the year. Is it possible they could like take some position coach who they're butting heads with behind the scenes or something and like scapegoat that one guy? I guess so. But if I had to guess, Danny, you said it at one half of one coach on the defensive side that gets fired between now and the end of the year. This morning, I would have said yes over Joe Witt will get fired after they play the Dolphins. Now I'm saying under, because this was your one move. You've taken away his play calling. He stays on staff. If you can par the course, if you could just get through these flames, there's no reason to fire him at the end of the year necessarily. So I think you just got to get through the worst of the worst, and then you can add talent and go back to the drawing board and try to figure this thing out this offseason. So I bet now.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Oh, they don't fire anybody.
I still think they do, but it's not going to be Joe Witt. It'll be somebody, you know, and again, I'm not just throwing out names willy-nilly, but it'll be like the defensive pass game coordinator or the assistant secondary coach. There'll be some kind of nominal thing when this doesn't work either.
Let's go to Shane, who's in Bulgaria on the Odyssey app.
What's it is up, a Monday. Shane?
Commander Grant, how y'all doing today?
Good, dude.
Hey, I'm getting ready to fly out to Spain tomorrow. No, I don't know where I'm going, but you know what?
Can I ask you a personal question? I'm just fascinated.
Go ahead, boss.
How much did you spend on the trip all purpose?
Honestly, gas for the plane, and my buddy has a place over there. So travel is just the cost of the pilot for the plane and just whatever I want to do over in Spain.
That's true. You've got your own world traveling ways.
Yeah, different John means.
But my thought is, there's a lot of fans that spent thousands of dollars on tickets and airfare.
Yeah, my buddy's coming from D.C. and he dropped right around six grand. That's about the average.
That's unbelievable.
So that's about what mine was going to cost with the gas and the for the pilot. Mm. So. But luckily, my buddy owns a house over there, so I get to crash at his place, and he gets to go to his first professional football game. So
semi-pro.
He took me to a professional bullfighting once, and now I'm returning the favor.
You're returning the favor. There's a joke in there somewhere about the Commanders and Matador.
And they're the bull.
Right now, I'd rather watch a bullfight than watch the Commanders. That's for damn sure.
Right.
Hey, but I think it's the Commander hit it on the head. It's too late. He's way too late. I think he should have done it like maybe three weeks ago. I mean, it could have been obvious that this defense is not getting better. It's just getting worse. And I keep hitting on the head, like, it's not getting better next year's roster either. Now we need to start looking at next year's roster, because this season's shot. We're going to be picking in hopefully the top five now. But we're still in rebuilding mode, right? This is rebuilding. So if you want to rebuild, let's start seeing these younger guys now. Let's start seeing the younger talent, see what you have, and start building depth. You win them depth in this league, in any football league. You got to have depth. And we have none. And that's due to Adam Peters. That's ownership. You got to start putting fingers at Adam right now. You guys hear me say this a lot. You got to start putting that here. And what do you guys think? I mean, Adam's got to have some kind of say-so in this either, right?
Yes. So for me, this offseason will be where I'm really going to start.
There's not a whole lot he can do in season.
Yeah, not to say begin evaluating, but this will be a big test, and here's what I mean. I fully understand and even condoned what they did in year one and year two. It's not what I would have done, but he's qualified, I'm not. Meaning, I would have let myself get my teeth kicked in, build young, acquire as many draft picks as possible, done what the Jets did this year, but done that in year one. I don't have a Quinnen Williams or a Sauce Gardner, but acquired as many picks as possible, got young, got fast, got athletic, built this thing from the ground up in my image, how I want it to look. They said, you know what? They've been a laughingstock for decades. We need to establish some winning and some good culture right now. Let's go Vets. I get it. Not what I would have done, but again, I get that. It worked like a charm in year one. It was the best ride I've been on in decades. They doubled down. That made sense. You go to the NFC title game, you don't just say, all right, let's swap out horses. No, you kind of keep riding. This blew up. This will be the offseason. He failed at the trade deadline for me, to be honest with you. But I'm holding out judgment. If this offseason is not that different than the last couple, I'll start throwing a fit. But if he's going, I recognize it, we're going to pivot, no more old, no more 1 years, let's get young, let's get draft picks, let's get fast. If that's the case, then by all means, I'm back on board. But what he tried this year swung and missed, but I got it.
Joe Witt's defense ranks 31 out of 32 teams, and they have caught the Bengals, by the way. 6.36 to 6.40. They're right there.
We're going to get them.
On the verge
of walking them down.
Number 32, and that Bengals defense is just all-time awful. They are 23rd against the run and free-falling, like they're parachuting out of a plane at this point. I don't know if our guy Shane paid for the gas in that plane or not, but they are jumping out of it with a parachute. And then passing yards per play, 8.45 a pop. That is worst in the NFL, and I had gone all the way back to 1981 was the earliest year I had information for, and nobody had allowed that many yards per pass attempt. So God knows what year that last happened, 8.45. I went back through 81 looking at the numbers on the site that I use, and nobody's done it. So we're talking about decades and decades since a team was this inefficient stopping the pass. Kevin in Arlington, what's up?
Hey, boys, you know, the culture is actually damn good.
Yep.
So again, you know, you're going back historically. You go back to 81, you can't say anything worse. You had to go back to the 50s to find a four-game stretch where the losses were this putrid. Listen, another thing about this, don't forget, Josh Harris doesn't like to pay for employees. I'm not surprised anyone hasn't been fired, Danny, truly. But here's the thing. Let's invoke Marcus Mariota. They, meaning the boys out in Ashburnistan, they're not who they thought they were. They're certainly not who we thought they were. That's not hyperbole. Quinn is now 14-3 in Washington. We've seen his game management skills from timeouts to leaving J.D. 5 in a lost game. Okay, we're in a historically bad stretch. Peters chose Quinn over Vrabel. He did. All right? Everything needs to be on the table when we get to late January. Everything. I believe in the duo of Peters and Quinn. I think they can fix this, but they blew it, and they have to go back to square one. And let me just say one last thing. The last time we had what I wanted, which was a non-retread coach, that was 1981, boys, when Joe Jackson Gibbs was unknown. I am done with the retreads because right now – Quinn doesn't look a whole hell of a lot different than Ron Rivera did in that last season. It's just too much. I'm ready for a change.
Appreciate you, buddy. Yeah, last year was a massive departure for what his last few years in Atlanta looked like. And it feels, looking back, like a Jaden Daniels was incredible concoction, you know, is really what it feels like. But to your point, going into this offseason, and maybe more specifically, going into next football season, the honeymoon's over for him and his staff. I mean, it is a gotta-have-it season. If they get off to an 0-3, 1-3 start early next year, now you can start having the conversations about how warm seats should be and job security and those types of things. Having it now, I do think, is preposterous because you're 10 games removed from the NFC Championship game. So it is somewhat unserious to sit here and call for Dan Quinn to be fired or Adam Peters to be, you know, grilled necessarily. But next year, that changes, in my opinion, for both of those guys. And I think Peters has more wins so far, anecdotally, proverbially, than Dan Quinn has. So I've got a longer leash for him. That could also just be my own bias, that I liked Peters a lot more when they hired him. I liked the hiring a lot more. Yeah. I was more in on it. But I think to suggest either of those guys should be called on the carpet right now or, you know, feeling the heat, I think is unhelpful and frankly just incorrect. But we are now getting to the end of year two where it went so badly that year three is going to have to be a put up or shut up season for Dan Quinn. You don't get two of these and keep your job in this league, I don't think. Disastrous,
no,
awful.
No, you can't have the bottom fall out like this.
Also, there's something to be said for what type of coach are you? Danny, he's a defensive head coach. You can't have one of the worst defenses of all time. I get that there are injuries. If you were an offensive coach, think about it. If they had an offensive-minded coach who was not calling plays, and finally 10 games in, when they were one of the worst offenses in the recent history of the sport, they just went through one of the worst offensive stretches of all time, literally, and now you're taking over play-calling duties, what would we be saying about that? Mm-hmm. I don't know why there's this differing, like, almost way to view the world with defensive-minded coaches who are kind of culture builders that cross their arms on the sideline. But yeah, your defense had better start playing better football, man. That's you're here for that reason.
Yeah, and again, I understand having, you know, the follow the money, follow the draft picks. Two straight years, they drafted a quarterback in round number one, an offensive tackle in round number one over the two seasons. Money flows that way. I understand that. Nobody's saying it's got to be the best in the sport. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be nice if your defensive head coach put up a great defense like they're doing in Seattle. That'd be pretty cool. But I understand there's going to be a balance sheet when the emphasis is on your offense and scoring points and consistently having a great chance to win, which is being able to outscore somebody. That's what this league allows for. But the fact that the bottom has fallen out again, the second straight journeyman, bounce around, second gig, defensive-minded head coach that is sort of the CEO who can't get timeouts right, like, that's hard to stomach. If this was, again, I wanted Mike Vrabel in that mold, who's a lot better than this.
Yeah.
Timeouts are correct every time. The rules, the slight advantages, the little around-the-edge kind of things that are 100% controllable are controlled at an excellent and should be the prerequisite level. It is a bumbling, befuddling, overmatched festival of whoopsie-daisy, we're down 30, but let's burn a timeout the first possession of the third quarter again. It's embarrassing. Now, it's not why they're losing, but it's all part of this of the sauce.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.